Late breaking news, 0602-2023. A Chinese spokesman admits that COVID-19 virus, and here I quote, escaped from their lab, end of quote. I guess that puts the lid on the coffin of Wuhan virus is racist. This is the new Media Curmudgeon Series 3, 0602, for identification. This podcast series is sponsored by Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221, and we'll hear from them next. Mouse Calls of Bellevue 37221 has been my provider of computer service and repair since the days of my Mac 2 Plus, before the world ever heard of Google. VIP Silver is intended for seasoned citizens 55 and older, and it's available at the introductory rate of $23.95. VIP Silver is total protection and backup for your digital devices. Moving your backup to off-site storage, if you operate a business, consider buying VIP protection for your business records and devices. After the flood of 2010, 90% of those businesses which lost data failed to reopen. Think Opryland. Listeners may call Mouse Calls at 615-662-0235. Use the coupon code WOODY for a $19.95 rate for the first 3 months. VIP Silver subscription includes Mouse Calls weekly tip ticks and alerts delivered directly to your inbox. Call 615-662-0235. Do it right now. This podcast will be a potpourri and will cover a few unrelated topics. In a startling, surprising announcement, wind advocates claim to be able to recycle turbine blades, and there's not a bit of truth in that statement. It's a hoax designed to give them environmental cover. Currently, wind turbine blades are made of wood with a fiberglass cover, which is the real culprit. There's nothing to reclaim except the wooden interior, and wooden paddles would have to be reglassed after a good cleaning so the new coating would adhere. Further, it would make the resulting product slightly smaller and less efficient if reinstalled. It was stated a chemical product would be used to dissolve the FRP, but the resulting chemical soup would be a hazardous waste. The glass component of FRP is sand, potash, and heat, coated with a petro-based resin. None of these ingredients are recoverable any more than you can make a cow from hamburger. Earn a Starbucks gift card. We'd like to hear from you. I'd like to reward your content suggestion or app nomination, or have you ask a digital question, or otherwise provide content or commentary. Call 615-584-2717, go to voicemail, leave your message, and contact information. That's 615-584-2717. Go to voicemail, and you too can have your 15 seconds of fame. If I use your nomination, watch U.S. Snail for a Starbucks passport. P.S. Starbucks gets it. Their cards are no longer plastic. A variation on a theme heard on News Channel 4 Nashville, Unplug Appliances, the annual Energy Vampire story. It's a little late this year. The lamestream media visits electricity vampires on those home devices that are always on about the time your AC kicks in the summer. Everyone goes into electricity sticker shock. It's not wise to make a blanket statement like, Unplug Appliances. That trick won't work for your refrigerator, dishwasher, or coffee maker. There are a few always-on devices that could save you a few dollars each month. And here they are. Your at-home printer, if not used as a fax machine, HTV and soundbar, your cable receiver, but not your modem, and your iPhone dock. Remove the battery first. Connect these devices to a power strip and use the, quote, surge protector, end of quote, another misnomer, it's an off-on switch, to turn off those always-on devices. Yes, you can unplug your microwave and coffee maker as long as you don't mind resetting the clock each time you use it. This hack won't work with your internet connection or your meshnet devices. Turning off the power to these devices will act as a restart. Your main electrical usage comes from those appliances which generate heat. For example, electric water heater, toaster, clothes dryer, incandescent light bulbs, oven and range top, microwave, and dishwasher. On the dishwasher, look to toggle off extended heat dry and run your dishwasher at bedtime. As far as the electric washing machine, clothes dryer, and toaster are concerned, these devices don't have a standby stage, although it's wise to get in the habit of unplugging your toaster oven as a safety measure. The first month I tried turning off my always-on devices, I saved about 75 kW, which at Nashville prices is about $2.75 a month.
Hi, it's Lily Hudson with your healthy eating tip of the week. Eat like a baby. No, I don't mean formula, and I definitely don't mean baby food. Babies have an innate sense of when they're hungry and when they're satisfied. You can remember what that's like. Tune into your body. Eat when you're moderately hungry. Stop when you're reasonably satisfied. This is Lily Hudson asking you to get in better touch with your body so you can get your body to better health. This is your healthy eating tip of the week. Eat like a baby.
Memo to Grammar Girl. She's one of my favorite podcasts. She's a hoot. It's no secret I'm a print kind of guy, but I listened to a recent production in my car, and this was the story of King Size versus King Sized. As a last Depression baby, I remember Regent Cigarettes, the first King Size brand. I can see the packaging in my mind's eye. It was blue and white, with bold printing in gold on the brand Regent. It was not the first flip-top box, that was Parliament. King-size beds appeared as a premium in chain motels of the day and probably originated with Holiday Inns of Memphis. Sometime during the 70s, luxury accommodations morphed into queen-size, an imitation of chess nomenclature. The capture of the king ends the game, but the queen piece is more powerful. The king is limited in movement. Queen size were more luxurious with three pillows instead of the two for king accommodations. In the newly formed Hampton Inn division of Holiday Inns, these rooms also featured a sofa or an upholstered armchair. At the time of the Bass acquisition of Holiday Inns, the minor marques of Holiday Inn, Hampton, Homewood Suites, Embassy Suites, and Harrah's Casinos, became Primus Corporation, and I promptly bought stock. It remained in my portfolio until the Hilton acquisition when I sold out. This has been the New Media Curmudgeon, Series 30602 for identification.